Two more American soldiers were killed today in Iraq in separate attacks, one in Mosul, the other in the town of Ramadi, west of Baghdad. This area, north and west of the capital, is known as the Sunni Triangle, a stronghold of Sunni Muslims loyal to Saddam Hussein. In comparison, U.S. forces have faced almost no resistance in the largely Shia south, an area oppressed during Saddam's rule. NPR's Kate Seeley reports from southern Iraq.
At a recent sermon in the city of Kufa, radical Shiite leader Muqtada Sadr stirs up a crowd of thousands with his anti-American rhetoric. No to America, no to the occupation, he shouts. Sadr brands members of the U.S.-appointed Iraqi Governing Council puppets of America and pledges to establish a religious militia. His followers, mainly young, poor Shia men, roar in approval. Though only in his 20s, Muqtada Sadr has developed a large following since Saddam Hussein's ouster, his legitimacy derived from his father, a leading Shiite cleric killed by Saddam's forces in 1999. Dressed in a white shroud-like cloth, 22-year-old Taqib Basim declares that he's ready to die for Sadr. I'm here to sacrifice myself for him and his father, says Basim. Whenever Sadr calls for jihad, we will respond. In a region where U.S. forces were once seen as liberators from Saddam's oppressive rule, America's relationship with Iraq's Shia is facing new challenges. Resentment over the U.S. military presence is on the rise in southern Iraq. It's fueled by anger over what many say are growing hardships, which locals blame on the United States and radicals like Sadr seek to exploit. Umm Ahmed, a mother of seven, prays inside Najaf's gold-domed shrine of Imam Ali. It's the most holy site in the Shia religion and the final resting place of one of its most revered figures. Later, she curses what she calls America's broken promises. We need stability and security, and water and electricity. And America must stop killing our sons, she says. We can't tolerate going from one form of oppression to another form of oppression. Muqtada Sadr's spokesman in Najaf, Sheikh Abbas al-Rubai, says the Shia have gained nothing from America's overthrow of Saddam. In the meantime, says Rubai, America is positioning itself to maintain long-term control over the country.
It's pointless being patient with the United States. It will set up a constitution and a government of its own liking, and we will be controlled just as we were before.
But Najaf's leading Shia clergy are known to be at odds with Sadr's radical stance. They also wield far greater influence over Iraq, some 16 million Shia. The leading religious figure in Iraq, Ayatollah Ali Sistani, has urged patience, calling for peaceful opposition to the U.S. presence. Mohammed al-Khakani is an assistant to Sistani. He says the major Shia clergy are also frustrated by the U.S. occupation. But, says Khakani, they are unlikely to call for a Shia resistance anytime in the near future.
The Shia realize that it's better to take the time and negotiate with coalition forces until they get what they want. But if that doesn't happen, there will be undoubtedly an armed resistance.
Unlike Saddam loyalists who lost everything following the overthrow of the Ba'athist regime, analysts here say the Shia have much to gain in a post-Saddam era. Iraq's majority Shia population has been discriminated against, not only by Saddam's regime, but also by previous Sunni Muslim-dominated governments. Asad Sultan al-Ta'i is a Najaf-based spokesman for the Supreme Council for the Islamic Revolution in Iraq, one of several political parties represented on the governing council. He says if America is sincere about establishing fair and independent elections in Iraq, Shia are likely to dominate politically. He says it's a goal worth waiting for.
This is the first time in Iraq that Shia are in a position to play a powerful role. Before they were nothing. Now we can take and push for more.
But even Ta'i acknowledges that the window of Shia goodwill toward the Americans is shrinking. Analysts here say U.S. authorities must move fast to implement reforms and counter the appeal of radicals like Muqtada Sadr. One cleric warned recently that a Shia uprising against U.S. forces would make recent attacks by Saddam loyalists look like child's play. Kate Seeley, NPR News.